Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardner, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
Mr. Thomas Scardy, good evening. We have a full house tonight.
Really?
Well, yes,
listen.
We do.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it to death. And by the way, how is, you know, you've had, what, 7 days off? Did you do anything interesting?
It's been a great week. Great week. The weather's been outstanding out here in Florida, and couldn't ask for a more beautiful place to be right now.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. You know, people move from California. They go from the West Coast to the East Coast, and now you're down there in Florida, and you're just loving it to death.
Yes, I am, sir.
Well, that's not a bad thing. That's a beautiful thing. The key to it
is
we got some great people with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into that, I got to tell you, we went from about 2.5-3 weeks of summertime to freezing weather the last couple of nights. And I mean freezing weather. It got down to 29 degrees out here. And that's some of the coldest we've ever had, especially here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area. But nevertheless, we have our folks from all over the country, and they've been sharing their weather with us, and it's been delightful in a lot of places. It's been treacherous and very windy and a lot of rain in others. But you know what? It never stops us because we just keep on keeping on. And by the way, we're specializing on New Mexico today, and I know we got my brother from Farmington, who I met many, many years ago, Mr. Dave Ortiz. We'll be talking with him in a minute or two. We got my brother from another mother, Doyle, down there in Tennessee. And hopefully we're going to have Chief Leonard Dan on from New Mexico also. I don't know where he's roosting now. I think it's also in Farmington. That's when I met him. But he's done a lot of treks with us all over the country. And, of course, a lot of other new people and people who've been writing in, asking questions, and keep them coming in, folks, because it's been just so wonderful. You have no idea. So without any further ado, let's get out there to New Mexico and talk to my long-lost brother, David Ortiz. David, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Tom. Great hearing from you again.
Well, same here. I hear that you've been under the weather somehow, huh?
Yeah, I've just had, I don't want to even call it COVID. It's been like a flu, cold. It could be. I just let this thing do its course, and just do my medications, and I'm actually feeling better today.
And that's a beautiful thing. And I think you know what you attribute that to, David, is to yesterday, because yesterday was 2-2-2.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, Dave. It's a magical date that nobody talks about, but somebody who knows, they do talk about it.
Right.
Did you know about that?
Yeah, I didn't even think about it till you just mentioned it, and I said, that's right. It's just a 2-day yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you can even Google it. You know, go ahead and Google and ask them, what is this? What's the meaning behind that? And they call it the magical date.
Wow.
The magical date. So that magical date, I think, had a lot to do with all of us, and I'm feeling really good about it, because a lot of things have changed. It put a little pep in my step. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Rocky, as you know. I don't know if you do know, David. He had the COVID pretty bad. He was in the hospital on one of those respirator things, and then they gave him a concentrator and take home. But he's out of the hospital, and he's doing better, and he wanted to send his love out to each and every one of the people around the globe for all those well wishes and all those beautiful thoughts and the cards and things that they've sent him, texts, emails, and calls. And he says he's sorry he couldn't get back to everybody, but he's under the strictest orders of the doctor to stay off them damn phones and not to talk so much because he's having a hard time breathing, ladies and gentlemen. And as you all know, people who've had that COVID real bad, it affects some of the other organs of the body. So we all do have to be careful and try to give him some slack. But I'll guarantee you, when he gets to feeling good, he'll be right back on top and he'll be out here with us. Not only that, his sidekick and wingman, the Swede, he's okay, but his daughter and his wife got it. And his daughter recovered pretty damn good. She's a young whippersnapper. And then the wife is having a hard time getting back, but he's making it happen. And I hope your family gets better there, Swede. We're all praying for you. And Father Ray gives it daily, 2 times a day, 3 times a day, whatever it may be, to pray for everybody out there around the globe, especially for his Bigfoot family. So without any further ado, let's find out what, David, I understand that the oil guys that work out in them oil fields and stuff, they've been seeing these creatures up in those ridges. Is that true?
Absolutely true. I had always wondered about this for years and years, you know, because I've traveled through there just on a day trip and stuff, you know, going through, it's a high desert, you know, with the Pinon Desert pines, junipers, and some of it's more, you know, thickly, I don't know if you can call it forested, but vegetated, and other places are just almost barren, and a lot of this areas are to the east of Farmington. That's where the oil patch is really strong, and I'd heard stories on and off, even as a younger person, but I have this neighbor, how I found out what was going on several weeks ago. The neighbors put some Bigfoot like silhouettes. They were painted silhouettes in his front yard, and I said, "There's got to be a story behind those if somebody puts those things up." So I finally visited the man, and his name's Cubby, and he says, "Dave," I said, "are you having some Bigfoot experiences?" I said, "I've investigated some of this stuff several times." He says, "Dave, there's a lot of stuff going on out there." He says, "It's just that a lot of the oil field don't really want to talk about it due to their jobs and then their reputation. They don't want to get laughed at or mocked." But he said, I'm not afraid to talk about it. He says, "There's Bigfoot out there, and it's pretty regular, pretty, you see it a lot. Or if you don't see it, you hear them. You know, they do their calls." But he actually showed me a picture of a Bigfoot looking over a boulder, around a boulder. And he said that this thing was moving so fast on the ridge just on top, he says, like, he could barely see it. It was just so fast. But he managed to get a very lucky picture of this cone head shape, a dark shape looking around a boulder. And I saw it, and I was like, wow, that's impressive. So he works like 6 days a week and many hours. So I haven't had a chance to go visit him here recently. I probably will this weekend, though. And he gets one day off. But, I don't want to bug him and take all his time. So, I'll just get there a little early and we'll talk some more. But he is, it's, this is like a gold mine of information.
Yeah, what's the weather been like out there?
We're actually getting the same weather system that you had back in California. It's moving through here and it's in snow. It's, we've got about 30 degrees, 31 right now. And as soon as it clears out, it's going to be close to below zero. It's going to get pretty cold for a few days, a few nights, that is.
So is there any snow on the ground?
Yeah, there's snow on the ground. There's about an inch right now. And there's more coming, though. It'll be snowing all night and through the day tomorrow. So we'll come out with several inches. Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm looking out my window. It's still coming down hard.
You know, I'll never forget that time we were up there at Shiprock, and it was fine and sunny down below, and then we made that trek going up that mountain to the top where the people had, they let their sheep up there.
Oh, yeah.
And that night we woke up the next morning, and my God, there was snow all over the place. It was freezing cold like it hadn't been for a long time.
Right, I remember that. Wasn't that like in June?
Yeah, in June.
Early, like it was like the first week of June. It's like, what's the snow doing here?
Is it not crazy or what? My God.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
But it is what it is. I mean, come on, it's called reality, folks. And especially in New Mexico. I mean, my God. You know, I got to tell you something. There's a lot of people that say, hey, New Mexico, and well, where is it, and where's Farmington? Tell everybody about the Four Corners up there, and what does that all mean? What does it mean?
Yeah, the Four Corners is four states. It's the only place in the United States where four states meet in one point. They even have a monument right there, Four Corners National Monument. It's the states of New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. And in this area, it's a fantastic region of mountains, high desert, plains, you know, snow, mud when it rains. It's just a beautiful, fantastic area. It's very, you know, very. There's a variety of scenery, canyons. The Grand Canyon would be like the far west part. Probably Albuquerque would be the far southeast part, I'd say. And just Colorado and Utah, you know, it's just indescribable, the scenery and the isolation at the same time. There's no real big cities around here, except Farmington, Durango, and Cortez would probably be the biggest towns in the area. And in this area, we also have a lot of reports of Bigfoot, and I'm hearing these other stories called, they call it Dogman, and other may possibly related situations. But this is stuff that we hear stories from the Navajos, which the Navajo Reservation is in the Four Corners as well, which is the biggest Native reservation in the United States. But we're hearing stories that were first coming out there, and now finding out there's a lot of overlapping reports happening as well. So I haven't investigated quite as much lately. I've wanted to. I did this fall in the mountains nearby, but yeah, there's just a lot of things going on, a lot of strangeness. That I'll tell you what, I bought some skis 2 years ago from a judge up in Durango, and when I was ready to go, he says, Dave, you be careful out there. And I said, what do you mean, like avalanches or bears? He says, strangeness. And then he was ready to talk about it, then he just turned around and walked back to his chambers, and I know what he's talking about. He knows about this stuff too, a judge.
That's so amazing, isn't it? When you find
somebody
of the cloth, or somebody with the of the bench, and next thing you find out, they give you a little lick of the lollipop, and then they turn and say, well, you just, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, and then move on, you know. It blows people's minds. It really does. I mean, as a matter of fact, you're talking about a judge. When I was in Paris, Texas, were you there with us at all?
Yes, I was there twice.
Okay. So you got to forgive me because I wanted to make an announcement today, and you just may help me remember, for crying out loud. The guys that are Texas book publishers announced today the first book is going to encompass New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and Arkansas.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's going to be the first Searching for Bigfoot expedition travel guide for people who want to find out where we've been and who we went to see and where it's all at and what we found and all that kind of stuff. There's not a book out there being done, and this one is. And so the first one that's coming out, which they got, it'll be released in 9 months. I can't wait because they got some stuff coming up that I forgot about. Because they went through all of our journals and all the back episodes and everything else. And, oh, my God, this is going to be unbelievable. Let me see. Kimberly, did you say that Chief Dan's on?
Yes, sir. I'll put him on right now.
Please. I want him there with Dave and I.
Chief Dan, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
My brother, how are you?
Good. I'm doing good.
Happy New Year to you, man. It's so good to hear your
you
voice.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to tell you, I okayed today an episode that you were on with us. As a matter of fact, David was there also. and because they wanted to make sure the spelling of the name was correct and everything, and I said, yeah, no, that's it, and all that kind of stuff. And then I thought about you for a second there, Leonard, when you had traveled with us so many different expeditions across this country, especially with those crazy two cops down there in Georgia.
I remember.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? He's never turned. He was always there with us. He always told the truth. And that's all we ever wanted. And just like David, I mean, you two guys. Are you still in Farmington?
I'm over here in Arizona right now.
Oh, you're in Arizona.
Just south of the Four Corners, about 5 miles.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. So I had seen you on a show, and they said that you were chief of the Apaches. And I said, well, it could be. I know it was the chief of the Navajo. Did you see that one that you were in?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was it was pretty exciting. So I heard that your son's been going out to the rivers fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And the lake.
I was down there 2 weeks ago.
And what did he find? Tell everybody.
It's just along the San Juan River, just north of the Four Corners Monument.
Uh-huh.
And there's a dry wash coming into the river. It's kind of wide, probably about 300 feet wide, all sand. But it's got high cliffs on both sides of the river. So I happened to walk up to the edge there. I didn't want to show my whole self standing up there because I'll be standing there like a sore thumb. So I kind of crouched down, and I looked down toward the river, and I saw a black thing, probably about half a mile away from me. I was looking down to see what I could find. And then I saw this a Bigfoot mother with a small kid. And that kid was running around playing, you know, throwing rocks, throwing dirt, sand all over. And
so
every now and then the mom.
Yeah, what do you
Pardon?
Make of the fish that they found? You and your son found these fish that were bit.
Oh yeah, that was kind of further down the river from where I saw this Bigfoot there.
What's that all about?
Well, my grandson and some of the kid was they're high school kids. And they were just kind of messing around along the river. And they would fish every now and then. But then they came up on this place where they found a bunch of carcass of dead fish, catfish, some salmon. And they both said that, you know, that place really stunk. So that's why they kind of walked up to it. And that's when they saw all these dead fish. That's when the river was real low. And so, and they said they found a lot of Bigfoot prints all over the place in the mud.
Yeah,
it was like a pool there.
Right.
Like Serengeti.
Yeah. How far is that, Dave, that area?
From Farmington, it's about... probably about 50 miles, maybe, 50, 55.
About 70.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 70
it's
by
down there. It's down there at Annis in Utah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, I thought it was right there by the Four Corners.
So have either one of you guys seen that gal that had the melon farm that we went out to see?
Oh, yeah.
Brenda,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't been over there lately, but I still talk to her here and there. Yeah.
Well, you know, believe it or not, I saw her and her family and her house where we were on Zach Gibbons' paranormal show.
Oh.
And that
okay.
same thing that we saw, the picture that they had, that they took,
huh?
of the film of the creature,
huh?
they showed it on Zach's show, and it looked like the creature was coming right from the ground up.
Oh, yeah, it was a night video.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah. And
yeah, I saw that one, yeah.
That blew,
yeah, and,
if, and David, both of those, when I saw that, just blew me away. I said, oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah, Brenda told me that what she was doing is putting a, like an older-style JVC camera outside her kitchen window. And she had, like, months of – she'd do this every night. So she had months of collecting, you know, the video data. But there was only a few that had, you know, some strange things, and that was one of them where it was like something black just emerged from the ground, and it jumped over a small water pool. They used to use that to water the dogs.
Yeah. That's the one that
jumped.
Had a tuxedo. He was wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then
yes.
it disappears like in mid-stride of jumping.
that kind
yeah.
of blew my mind when I saw it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We met her son. He had just come back from a Delta storm. You know, he was over there overseas fighting for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and nice gentleman. I don't know how old he is now. My gosh, everybody has changed, and it's been so many years, but... I just can't wait till the book comes out to see all.
Could
you
see
guys,
the one about the fly-in wolf?
Yes, yes.
It's in that same area.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right.
By the way, David, every
uh-huh.
time I think of you, I think of that couple that had the machine guns with them. You remember
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Vincent and Leona.
That's it. And, oh, my God, they were... just the bravest two young kids I ever met in my life. And, boy, that one night they went down that ravine. As Chief Dan talks about, that it's an old wash. And they came back and they said they had some prints because they talked to us on the walkies. I'll never forget that night. Are they still around, Dave?
Yeah, I think Vincent's still around. Yeah, he still lives in the area. I think he's working locally, and Leona, I'm not sure. I still see her like on Facebook, but I don't see her locally or hear about her locally. She may have moved to another area in New Mexico, but
oh, so they're not together?
No, not anymore.
Oh gosh, you know,
yeah.
So I could say I remember them when, you know what I mean? It's been
yeah.
so long ago.
Yeah, they're both good people though. They're fun,
oh,
fun people
my
to be
God.
With.
They were tremendous people. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were just out there to ready to do anything they needed to be done. And that was the beautiful thing about it, you know? They
yeah.
were right there. It just,
yeah.
It's unbelievable. You know what? Doyle is trying to come in and say hello to you guys. Kim, can you chime him in with us?
Hello, Godfather. How are you doing?
Hey, right. Doyle. What's the weather like by you down there in Tennessee?
Well, believe it or not, we had a warming trend, and they got up to 71 degrees today.
See? Yeah. Well, like David talked to you and said it to everybody, you know, we had it for about 2.5 weeks. Then it hit them. Now you're getting it.
Well, we were down to 40 degrees last night, and then now we're up to 71.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'll tell you what's amazing to me is my frogs in my pond, they're waking up, and they're croaking, and they're doing well.
Nice.
That's amazing. Hey, by the way, Chief Dan, I want to tell you, you better get your walking boots ready because next month, towards the end of the month, we're coming out to do some more filming to finish up the new movie, Monsters, Mysteries, and Myths. I don't know if you know about it, Dave. But
no,
it's
I didn't
first
know.
The first one we're doing with paranormal, UFOs, lost treasure, and Bigfoot.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we got about 35 minutes in the can already. But I need about another 40 minutes to go. So we're going to come out and do it. And so my team says to me, well, who are you going to take with you? I says, well, I'm definitely taking Chief Dan because he ain't no damn crybaby. And he's the first one to say, okay, let's go and get it all done. You know, we may be still the old. How old are you now, Chief Dan?
84.
See, we may be the two old suckers here, but I'll tell you what, we can still got step in our step, don't we, Dan?
Oh, yeah, sure. We sure do. you know, just today we had 3 feet of snow in this area where I'm at.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Right near the mountain here.
Now, the girl that I met that was your daughter I met in Farmington, where she lived now?
Yes. She still lives in Farmington.
Oh, yeah. So she got that farm, right? A little farm there?
Yeah. She's still there.
I'll be damned. That's great. That's a wonderful thing. So let me ask you this. Do you miss JC?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
everything kind of quieted down when he left. So.
Yeah. JC,
I miss him a lot too.
You did, you really? Yeah. He was a hell of a guy, and he was on a lot of our expeditions. God knows, and he did a lot of traveling with us. But you know what? It's going to be me, you, and Doyle. We're going to be hitting the road, and we're going to have a couple other guys, and we're going to be out there filming the last 45 minutes of the new show called Monsters, Mysteries, and Myths. And I got the permission to get on to Frog Ranch, and from there, we're going down the line there in Utah to get into, just had it at the tip of my tongue, Skinwalker Ranch. So we're going to be filming in both of them, Skinwalker Ranch,
oh, nice.
Frog Ranch, man.
Is that up in Fort Duchesne?
Yes. We're going to get on both of them. And the one at Frog Ranch is where that lost Aztec gold is.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't see anything more on the TV, do you? And the reason being is they got to it and they opened it up. So we're going to have some of that in our film. And that's going to be some phenomenal stuff. And from what I understand, there's a lot of weird stuff going on down in that area. And then
a lot of ranch
where they're saying that they got that, I don't know, flying saucer underneath the mountain or something. And it's making all kinds of weird things and taking the eyes out of the damn cows.
Oh, animal mutilations.
Yes.
Dave,
there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of stuff. It's crazy as hell. But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get it all on film where the people are going to get to see it. And this is going to be, it'll be my 10th movie, believe it or not, folks. 10 movies. And it's a hell of a feat, especially in this genre and at the same point in time, to enter 3 of the 10 movies into the film festivals and winning Best Documentary. I mean, what's the odds of that happening? Come on. Slim and none?
Well, that's because you're the godfather of Bigfoot, Tom.
Doyle, I'm loving it to death from you, believe me. Now, let me check in here on Chief Dan and Dave Ortiz. I got to tell you, Doyle has become a pretty favorite on the show every week. He's got a fan base that's pretty incredible. He's building up with a lot of women. And I hope to tell everybody, let me let them know now. I'm just tuning in right now myself. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Chief Dan. You got any questions for him? No problem. And by the way, we got the one and only, the famous Dave Ortiz. And he's back to life, and he's with us now. Here he goes. First one that just popped up. Her name is Neva Wallsmith. And this is for you, Doyle. Here we go, one more time. The lover buddy.
Throw it at me, buddy. Throw it at me, brother.
All right. So Neva says, look, dig that name, N-E-V-A, Neva. Mr. Doyle, I'm thinking about taking my vacation this summer, and I'm thinking about coming out to be by you. Can I take you up on your invitation? And that's a big question mark. Big question mark. So she doesn't say what kind of invitation you gave her or what she's talking about. Maybe I should extend it. If you're listening, Never, which you probably are, what are you actually talking about? An invitation for him to do what? Or do you want to give her an invitation now?
I'll take him to a fishing expedition on any one of our numerous lakes. I'll put him up at one of our local hotels.
It's a woman, not a man.
That are excellent. And I will also cook for him some of our very just special dishes that we make because we kill our animals here. And he will eat food that he's never experienced before.
It's not a he, it's a she.
Well, it's she.
Yeah.
And it's a she, you know, I made my living off my life. And I told this to my doctors today, I live my life. Everybody else treats their body like a temple. I treated mine like a NASCAR. I drove hard, loaded up several times, and done everything else. But whenever it comes time to have a good time, I'll show you good time. I have things that's called homemade wine. I have things that's called moonshine. I have things that are here in Kentucky and Tennessee and Virginia that you will never experience in your life until you spend a few days with me.
Here's one. This one's coming in right now from Marcia Mitchell. Her name is Marcia Child Mitchell. That means she was married or was a maiden name with it. And this is for you, Chief Dan. You ready?
Yeah.
Chief Dan, we've heard about you so much in the past, and I've seen you in Mr. B's movies. If I come out to New Mexico, can I get a chance to meet you, take pictures with you, and possibly lunch or dinner with you?
Yeah,
Marcia Mitchell wants to know that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Marcia, did you hear that? You come out there and Chief Dan says he'll take you up on your proposal. Big time. Here's another one for you. Oh, my God. This woman's name, a normal name, Debbie. Debbie wants to know, how long have you been a chief of the Navajos?
Probably about 10 years.
Okay, 10 years, Debbie. She also wants to know, are you with the elders out there also?
Yeah, we have a little village here, and there's a bunch of elders and all kinds of people.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. David Ortiz, you got yourself a question here. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. This one here is from a guy.
Okay.
His name is Michael. And Michael says, Dave, I've heard about you. And are you the same? Oh, listen to this. This guy apparently knows you. Are you the same guy that used to play in a band?
Most likely, yeah. I am a musician, too.
So did you play in a band somewhere out there?
I played in various bands, mostly local bands. But, yeah, I have played in Durango in Colorado and here in New Mexico in the Farmington area.
Yeah, he wants to know, when's your next gig? He'd love to come out and meet you personally.
Oh, I think, let's see. I believe in late May, in late May on Memorial Day weekend, we play at the River Fest here in Farmington in the afternoon.
Wow.
Early afternoon.
It's
with a Colorado band. They're going to come down, and then I meet them here at the gazebo. And, we'll be performing for the crowd.
Okay, now here's one also for you from Karen. Karen Miller.
Okay.
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 Wow. It's K-E-R-R-Y-N. Kareen Miller, Karen Miller. How do you pronounce that, Miss Kim? She's indulging in that wine, I bet you. Nevertheless, I think it's Karen. Karen wants to know, she's thinking about making a trip out to New Mexico this year, and she wants to know also if she can stop by and see you and meet you.
Sure, that's great. I can do.
Okay, all right. Well, Karen, yeah. you heard it straight from him. He says, I can do, and he'd love to come out or you come out his way. And she says, how does she supposed to get in touch with you? You want me to give her your number off the air?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, Karen, you call me up after the show, and I'll give you his number, and we'll make that happen. Here's another one now from a guy, and this is to you, Chief Dan, from Randy. Randy wants to know, has anybody ever really come and met you and want to know to do your life story? That's a hell of a nice question.
Oh, yeah. Several times they came and talked to me about it, and I kind of gave them everything, my autobiography, but I've never written a book yet.
Wow.
Pretty interesting. I told a story about myself when I was with Java Bob in this area. At night, I would tell them a story of my life, and he was pretty interested in it. So,
By the way, Java Bob isn't doing too good.
Yeah.
But he still sends his love to each and every one of you guys because you were his.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I miss him too. So
that's great. Yeah, we miss him a lot. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Jabba was he'll be in our hearts like you won't believe. Unbelievable man. He was struck with that damn dementia crap. My mother had it. So many of us been affected by it one way or another. Here's another one. Boy, you're starting to get favorites in here, Dave Ortiz. What is this? Her name is Lena. Lena.
Hi, Lena.
She wants to know if she comes out there looking for Bigfoot, can she go with you?
Yeah. I there's various areas around here. It's not, they're not hard to access, and it's kind of a waiting game. You know, sometimes you hear them more than you see them, but, you know, if you see one, that's a great thing, too. But sure. That'd be great, Lena.
You know, my guests tonight are just humble as hell, aren't they? Let's see here. I want one for our favorite. Mr. Doyle.
Yes, sir.
This one's from a guy. His name is Kevin. He says,
hello,
I want to give you a moment of thanks for who you are and what you do and how well you treat the people on the air. He says, but is this a show or is it really you? If someone really came there, would you treat him as well as you say you do?
I will treat you with the respect and the respect of all Kentuckians.
Okay.
I will show you all the respect. I will give you everything you need here if you come to see me.
Well, I love that, man. Thank you so much. I'm sure he thanks you, too. This is for Chief Dan now. Chief Dan, this is Gloria. Gloria says Mr. B normally asks his guests what was his most exciting, their most exciting, I'm trying to make out this word. I think what she means is what was your most exciting looking for Bigfoot? She put it in a different word that I never heard of. And she wants to know, could you tell it to everybody around the globe? That's to you, Chief Dan. What was your most exciting Bigfoot expedition?
The most exciting was when we were all in Paris, Texas. Early in the morning, remember that? Somebody knocking on the wood.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
And then everybody was asleep. I was the only one awake. And I think me and Dave were, you know, having our coffee, and we heard it. And we both wanted to go see what that knocking was.
Yeah, it was directly
to the
south.
In a ravine.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was right there by us. I mean, it was so close. It was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it was so close. You know, it sounded like they were walking right through the housing there.
Yeah.
And here's one for you, Dave. Same question. Mr. Ortiz, what was your not just exciting but most dangerous expedition you've ever been on?
Well, I would say as far as an expedition, they were never too dangerous, but I had two experiences about four experiences away from the expedition when I was on my own, where I had some dubious activity that kind of put some concern. I never was super scared, but it put concern. And one of them was in 2008, in October 2008, north of Mancos, Colorado. At the time, I was getting healed up from a car accident. I got hit by a car. So I was just riding my mountain bike in the mountains, just a few miles. And I heard like a pig snorting or something at 9,000 feet. And then I looked in that direction and I saw a shadow. I thought it was a bear, but I said, no, bears don't stand like that. That's really tall. And then all of a sudden it let out a scream like a high-pitched woman. And I go, okay, this is a Bigfoot. And it was just astonishing. I had my camera, and I was lucky enough to get out of that little dreamlike state and take a picture of it, and you can see it in the photo. But that was it was pretty wild. And then I've had three more circumstances, and they were all on my own. I didn't have anybody with me. But and it seems like in the investigations, the only thing that happened that was not dangerous, but what was amazing is when I was with T.J. Biscardi in that expedition in November of 2008, and there was we saw two balls of light come. That was in the Lukachuca Mountains, and you were there, Chief Dan, those two balls of light that were floating. Yeah, they were orbs or something, and they flew right over the camp. And I remember somebody said, we're looking for Bigfoot, not UFOs.
asked you about your other experience, she says, could you tell us about the other three that you mentioned about?
Sure. I was on another place in the Lukachukai Mountains. I was coming back from a country gig in Tisali, Arizona. And I got on top of a pass right there, Lukachukai Pass, or Buffalo Pass as they call it now. I wanted to take a photo of the moon that was rising up through the trees. So I had my equipment ready, and I started hearing rustling in the brush, and it was going back and forth, and it was like stomping big time. I said, oh my gosh, this is a bear or a mountain lion. And I kept yelling out, hey, who are you? You know, if you don't watch it, man, I'm going to shoot a bullet over your head. And I just remembered I forgot my pistol. But I finally realized that it was a Bigfoot. It was big. It wasn't a bear. And so finally I took off. I just loaded my camera back in the vehicle. And the moment I took off, put it in drive, I got a surge forward, and I thought it was like my transmission or something. But about 2 days later, I was looking at my glass through the rearview mirror, and I had a big handprint. So I stopped, measured it. It was a giant handprint. It was about 6.5 inches wide by maybe 10.5 inches long from the wrist. So that thing had pushed me, I guess. I didn't see it because, it was so dark. But that was a pretty wild experience. And then up on in the Chuska Mountains, I took another picture of something. There's objects in there. They're black. They're undefined. And I was very close to it. But this thing actually whooped as I was leaving that area. It was just off a dirt road. And as I was walking out of there, it whooped. And it and then I had some sunglasses that dropped on the ground. And then when I turned around to get them, they were gone. They were missing. It's like, what is going on here? Is this thing like paranormal too, you know? So, and then there's another thing that happened in that same I just remembered. I was taking a picture of an X mark. You know, they leave a lot of tree structures every, you know, in the forest and stuff. So I was taking a picture of this X mark, and I almost deleted the picture because my body is showing in the, like it is a shadow. Well, when I got home and downloaded it into the computer, there is a little shadow on my left shoulder, and it's got its arm extended. There's like a little, I guess it's a little Bigfoot or a little something, and I didn't see it, I didn't feel it, but there it is right there. It's like, okay, I'm going home. You know, this is just a weird day.
Okay, here's one for all three of you. This one comes from Paul. Paul says that he's an avid hunter and wants to know if he plans his trip to Arizona, New Mexico, and Kentucky this summer. Can he come and spend 3-4 days with each of you guys? And you guys can go out into the brush together and show him what the best places to go and the best places to go and do. Let's start with you, Chief Dan. Let's start with you. Is that okay with you, Dan?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Paul, so Chief Dan... You what?
Yeah, we can go up to the mountains right where I live, and there's always a lot of exciting things happening up there.
Okay, great. So now let's get your take on it there, Mr. Ortiz.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. In fact, like I was going to go up with that new friend of mine down the street, Cubby, to show me new areas, and I would really like to go investigate those areas too.
That's great. And Doyle?
Absolutely. I'll take him to a place called Packet Creek, Tennessee, where I had my first Bigfoot experience with TJ. And I'll take him there. We'll go hunt there. And then we'll also go hunt in the Kettle Island area of Kentucky. And then I will take him to Virginia, which is, well, all three states touch each other here. We're just a mile apart. But I will take him there in Virginia, in Lee County, Virginia, and show him on a farm that my friend owns that they have regular Bigfoot sightings. And in the meantime, you may, you know, get you a deer or two. You know, just whatever you want to do, brother. Come on.
Paul, you just got three great invitations, boy. I'll tell you. I know if I was new to the industry, I'd be making, calling my boss up and saying, this is what I want, the days I want off for vacation, because I'm going to go out there and meet Chief Dan and Dave Ortiz and end up down there in Doyle and in heaven. So, my gosh, what a wonderful offer you just got. By the way, Kimberly is, Lady Kim, is Father Ray with us tonight?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't seen him come on yet, Tom.
Oh, and those of you who don't know, Father Ray has been gainfully employed, and for some reason he's been working a lot of overtime. And he told me, no, I'm not going to work overtime tonight, Tom. Don't you worry. I'm going to be on the show with you guys because I want to talk to Father Dan, Chief Dan and Dave Ortiz and Doyle and the rest of you guys, because he says, I need my fix. I said, what are you doing? Are you on dope, Father Ray? He said, no. He said, I need my Bigfoot fix. I said, okay. You got it, man. You got it.
Oh,
Chief Dan,
awesome.
What have you been doing
awesome.
With yourself?
I've been going out to the mountain where I live in Arizona by Four Corners.
Uh-huh.
One about 2 months ago when it kind of got warm a little bit. This was in the middle of January, I think it was. I saw a shadow in the pine trees and junipers running. Then I kept looking at that spot there, and then there was three smaller creatures running after it. And the more I looked at those three little creatures, They were actually skinwalkers running with the Bigfoot.
Wow.
That would be a good movie for you.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is, you know, we need that. We're going to do the Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to tell you something. I hate talking about this, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because I ended up seeing one of those damn things, and I said I'd never talk about it again. And it came right up to me. It came to my door, as a matter of fact.
I remember that.
It came at. You remember that?
Yep, sure do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it came to my door as a guy like a cowboy, and I was stupid enough to give him a ride down the road, and all of a sudden he turned in front of me as he's sitting in the cab of my rig. And I thought I was going nuts, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't talk about it because it just hit me. And as quick as he turned one way, he turned back to being normal again. And the guy that really told me how to handle that was Chief Dan's son-in-law, J.C. Johnson, because he got pretty well versed in that. Did you teach him about that, Chief Dan?
Oh, yes. I told him what to do, how to protect himself if he came up on one.
Yeah, yeah. I knew you had a lot to do with that. I knew you had a lot to do with it. By the way, Doyle, do you have any skinwalkers down in your area?
Well, we have everything here. That's just the thing that people don't understand. We have everything here. It's just amazing to live here.
Well, how far are you away from the Appalachians?
I'm sorry, sir?
How far are you away from the Appalachian Mountains?
I live right here in the middle of them.
You're in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains?
I'm where Cumberland Gap in the Appalachian Mountains, where I told you last week where Daniel Boone blazed the trails to the west.
Well, I'll tell you what.
This is where I live.
I remember there was a trail. I forget where the hell it was, where it started. It was just so many miles. It started from northern part of the United States. It landed all the way down south. And they used to call it the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah. And the only place you can pass the Appalachian Mountains is in the Cumberland Gap. And that's where I live. And the only place you can even drag wagons or animals or anything was through the Cumberland Gap. It's one small gap in the mountain. And that's the only way you can get out west. I told you, I said, and you said the Clark Expedition or whatever, but no. If it wasn't for Daniel Boone, there wouldn't be no California. He found the gap in the Cumberlands in the Appalachian Mountains that opened the gateway to the west. People from the east had no way to get in those days with their, you know, just wagons and stuff. They had no way to get through, but he found a flat place in the Appalachian Mountains, and it's called the Cumberland Gap.
You know, I've got to tell you, I met a lot of people out there, a lot of people, and there's a lot of mysterious shit going on back there, a lot of ghosts, a lot of, you know, paranormal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
me and your son TJ, we've done several investigations with the ghost hunters that are famous for TV, you know, and we've been on shows with them, and we've investigated haunted houses and everything together.
Well, when I start in March, when I pick up Chief Dan, because I know they got a lot of that skin work. I think we're going to do Skinwalkers with him, and I'm going to take him with me to Skinwalker Ranch and then Frog Ranch. And then we're going to come back and do filming out there in Farmington. And, of course, going down there to Tennessee by you, and we'll probably spend at least a week by you doing some filming, so maybe you can get a bunch of cases together for us so we can make this whole thing happen and so that nobody has seen.
It's easy. I mean, we've got things like we've got a jail that's in Bell County that there's blood prints on from hand blood prints from prisoners that were killed that cannot be erased, painted over, or anything. The ghost hunters have done shows on this, and they can't describe it. It's just crazy.
Wow, yeah. So, Chief Dan, let me ask you this. When was the latest sighting of the dog man or the skinwalkers out there?
Probably, it's going on all the time. Because we're still isolated out here. Those things, they get out and do a lot of mischief with these homes and ranches. Maybe the sheep, cows, and all that, they mess with them.
How far are you away from the White Mountain Apaches?
Probably about 3-hour drive.
When was the last time you were out there?
About 5 years ago.
Yeah. Did you know that we were the only ones allowed on that reservation?
Yeah, I remember that.
We were the only ones allowed, mm-hmm. and we got the pins from the chief out there.
Yeah.
Passed last year.
Oh man! Well,
he was a good guy. And, AK.
I like him. Yeah.
Yeah, AK was there. AK is still alive. He keeps calling me. He says, "You got to get out here, Tom. You got to get out here." So I think Arizona is going to be the place that we'll be spending some time. Of course, New Mexico and definitely so. The culmination is going to be down there by Doyle. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. This new movie is going to be one hell of a flick. First time ever paranormal. First time ever UFOs. First time ever skinwalkers. First time ever. Yeah. Who did that? Was that you, Kim?
Yeah.
That's Kim's new way of saying, we got 2 minutes to go, Tom. Okay. Let me get these last two questions that just came in. This is from a guy named James Cook, and it's to Chief Dan. Chief Dan.
Yes.
When do you say enough is enough when you're out in the woods?
Never. It's ongoing all the time.
I love it. I just love that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And here's one for David. Her name is Claudia. She wants to know
Claudia.
Single.
Yes, I am.
Claudia, he's opened hand. He's got his hands opened up, and he's saying, come and see me.
Yep,
he
replied
yes,
quickly on that
single,
one, too.
And yes, he'd love to have you come out and say hello, and he'll take you out on a personal tour himself. I'm pretty sure of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. This has been an old alma mater story here tonight because I got three of the best guys in the world with me. Of course, my new co-host, Lady Kim. And you know what? Could you believe this, folks? It's an hour has gone by. It flew. And you know why? It's because of the interesting guests we got and because it's you. You out there around the globe with your ears on. Chief Dan, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I'll be in touch with you because I'm going to pick you up next month.
Okay, I'll be ready.
Okay, and Dave Ortiz, God love you, son. I mean, you've been our family since the beginning.
Thank
and
you.
Mr. Doyle, don't you worry. You know where we're going to culminate, and it's going to be down there by you. Kudos.
You're damn right, bro.
Till next time, America.
Good night, and God bless everybody. From Kentucky.
Good night, Doyle. Good night, Dave. Thank you.